I don't know if you saw or heard what Laura Ingraham said on Fox News about you, but here it is.
Including a Democrat congressional candidate who was thrown to the ground by an ICE agent. Good work.
That is a female reporter championing the the abuse of another female in this world, which is unbelievable to me to say that's good work. Kat, what happened outside of Broadview at the ICE detention facility on Friday?
Yeah, so I have been going to the Broadview facility every Friday for the last 3 weeks. I'll be back on Friday morning this week, too. We have been protesting the inhuman conditions at this facility. And that was actually that video that a lot of people saw. It was actually the third time that ICE has picked me up and thrown me on the ground. This is who they are. And if they are willing to do that to me on camera, imagine what they are doing to their detainees behind boarded up windows and vans that they try to block us from seeing them. We are there to protest, and ICE is there to violate our and their detainees' rights. And that's why we need to get this facility shut down.
And you're not the only congressional candidate who was there, correct?
No, I have been so happy to see the increase in people coming to Broadview. The first week I was there, there was no one even politically adjacent. And then the next week, Mayor Daniel Biss joined. And then last week we saw Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and Bushra Amuwala there as well, and Alderman Andre Vasquez. So I'm hoping that this week we have even more people come to help shut this place down.
I did not see what preceded them picking you up and throwing you to the ground, but I got to tell you, Kat, that looked pretty rough. I'm pretty certain my hip would have broke. How are you doing?
I'm okay. My butt is bruised. The only thing that preceded it was this van was going to run over someone, and so I went to go and help that person, and that justified throwing a woman half his size on the ground.
Everybody has seen the video. Who has reached out? Names that we would know.
Pretty much everyone I have ever known has reached out. My mom saw it on TV while she was getting lunch and was like, why did you not call me? And I was like, I'm a little bit busy right now, Mom, but I love you. But, you know, anyone that I've been talking to on the campaign trail has reached out. People that I went to high school with has reached out. And then, of course, the Department of Homeland Security has tweeted about me, and so has Kristi Noem. So we're really focused on campaign security and making sure that we stand up for what we believe and also keep all of our volunteers and staff safe.
What did Kristi Noem say?
There were some posts on there about getting in the way of these legal operations when really what they're doing is illegal, and we are trying to exercise our First Amendment rights. In fact, at 5 a.m. in Broadview, an officer told us essentially to buzz off, and we said we're exercising our First Amendment rights, and he shot pepper balls at the sidewalk and said, your First Amendment rights are on the sidewalk. They don't care about the law. And what this is a brutal campaign to hurt as many brown people as possible, to hurt as many dissenters as possible. And that's why we need this facility shut down. It's a moral imperative and a legal imperative.
And your mom and dad are Texas Republicans. She must be extremely concerned about you.
Oh, my parents haven't been Republican in like almost a decade at this point.
Oh,
but they
okay,
are very
okay.
concerned. And they're very supportive and, you know, just wanted to check in on me. And my mom's actually coming in this week, so I'm very excited to see her.
Okay, are you living in the 9th District yet? Because that was an issue a lot of people had.
Oh, I've been living in Rogers Park for months.
Okay.
I'm actually in my apartment right now.
And how's the campaign going? And does this garner more support or does it give you more backlash?
Yeah, the campaign's been going great. We have over 7,000 volunteers. We've raised over $1 million with just an average donation of $32. And polling has shown that we're in second. And I think what people in the 9th District, we've only gotten positive responses from voters saying that they want representatives who will stand up for them. And that's what I am, and that's what I care about. We encourage people to join us this Friday morning at 1930 Beach Street, B-E-A-C-H, in Broadview, Illinois, 7 to 9. I will be out there, and I hope you will, too.
The Department of Homeland Security's Assistant Secretary, Tricia McLaughlin, which I was not familiar with until she published this, said These fame-hungry sanctuary politicians are so desperate for their 15 minutes of fame that they'll go as far as to put our law enforcement at risk and obstruct justice. Do you feel you put law enforcement at risk?
Yeah, I mean, y'all are hearing me on the radio, but I am a 5 foot on a good day, 110-pound woman. I was there to defend someone or try to help them if they got run over by a car. And I can guarantee you there are much better ways to get attention or do whatever they're accusing me of that don't involve getting aggressively thrown to the ground. But we'll keep doing it because what we need are eyes on Broadview and getting as many people to shut it down as possible.
And how many followers do you have right now?
I have no idea.
But sizable, in the millions, I would guess?
Yeah, and that's a big thing for me, is definitely over a million. I really want to make sure that this platform is being used in the most effective way possible. And that means when you have a platform, when you have power, when you have privilege, using it however you can to make a difference.
And how will you make a difference in the 9th district? What are your plans if you were to become elected as the congressperson representing that district?
Yeah, you can check out all of our policy platforms at catforillinois.com/issues. But one of the biggest things that I think is making sure that we keep constituent services as accessible as possible and continuing the work we're doing with our campaign. So I'm the only campaign in this race that uses my campaign resources to reach voters but materially improve their lives. We're working with organizations all across the 9th District. Our campaign office in Rogers Park at 7016 North Clark Street doubles as a mutual aid hub. We are working on trying to fill the gaps that Trump is creating right now, because I don't think we should waste as much money in politics as we do currently.
Thank you so much.
We want to continue that by directly meeting people's needs in Congress, using every lever of power we have to improve people's lives and advocate the best that we can without any reservations.
Thank you so much for joining us again, Kat. I'm glad to know you're well.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Kat Abagazale.